NASH Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the NASH Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special NASH Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to NASH Next, The Journey. This 10-part podcast series is following NASH Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. Hi there, my name is Robert Mathers, and I'm your guide for this musical adventure, and I'm also one of the producers of the NASH Next program. Now, this podcast is designed to be listened to from episode 1 all the way through, as we're basically telling you a really great story. We started with what NASH Next is, and then we went back to Todd O'Neill's hometown, and on episode 3, we heard his perspective on getting into and through the NASH Next competition. And on this episode, we're at another momentous mile marker, the arrival and reaction to Todd's first single on a major label. Now, the song is called Love Again, and it's become a favorite of mine, and I'm going to tell you right now, this episode is going to be a Love Again love fest. But before we get to all that, let's go back to where the song came from. A few weeks ago, I was in Nashville talking to Charlie Cook. He is the VP of Country Music Programming for Cumulus. And during our conversation, Charlie told me an interesting story.
So Brett Young has had a number one song, and he's got one that's really strong on the charts right now. And he's been involved in writing hit songs for a number of other artists. And I was talking to Brett. And he tells me, hey, I've written a song that Todd O'Neill has decided to perform. And I went, wait a minute, that's our Todd O'Neill. And Brett said, you know, this is a song that I loved, that I wrote, co-wrote, and wanted to save for my album. But my new album's not coming out for a while. So when Todd approached me and said, hey, this is a great song, and I'd love to give it a shot, I was thrilled to do so. That from Brett. The song is up-tempo, it's everything that's going on with country music today, and it's, as I say, got the stamp of a guy who's already had a number one record and is climbing the charts right now. This is a great song, and I think all the Cumulus stations are going to be thrilled to play it.
We're going to hear from some of those Cumulus program directors later on in the episode, and I want you to keep that Brett Young story in the back of your head for a few minutes. So not long after Todd won NASH Next, he packed up and, true to his word, moved to Nashville. And by the end of 2016 and the start of 2017, Todd was hard at work with his producer, Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts, and they were looking for a great song.
It's a very interesting story. It's a song called Love Again, which Jay and I got in a room with the Big Machine team, and we listened to songs. We had two dates where we sat down pretty much all day and listened to hundreds of songs. And we were getting some incredible material. When we heard Love Again, it was instant. It was an instant love for me. I loved it. I was like, man, that is fun. It's upbeat. It's positive. It's really fun vocally. The track is just amazing. I really wanted to do that song. So, well, it came time to pick a single, and I submitted my top 4 or 5, I think, and it went up the ladder, and I think Scott kind of got to take his pick, and he picked my 2 favorites, actually, and he said, you know, we'll pick out of these 2, let's go from there. Well, I get an email about a week later. It turns out, you know, Brett Young's one of the writers on the song. Turns out that he kind of put it on hold again for his next album, his next project. So I was really disappointed when I heard that. Fast forward about 2 weeks. I'm in New York City. And I'm doing some stuff for NASH FM up there, and got to play a really cool show at Printer's Alley with the girls from Spin were there, and it was just really fun night. Well, we were supposed to fly out in the morning. We wake up the next morning, we're snowed in, we can't go anywhere. So we're kind of stuck in New York, which is not a problem. I mean, there's worse places to be stuck. So Barbara's in the room next door to me. She says, she texts me. She says, Todd, get over here. I got some news for you. So I go next door to Barbara's room. She says, guess who's playing tonight at Printer's Alley? I said, who? She said, Brett Young. She said, don't you think that's a bit funny? So I said, what do you want me to go begging for the song? She said, no, but it doesn't hurt. What's he going to tell you? No, you know? So I wound up going to Brett's show. Actually, this guy is an animal. He is a machine. He played four or maybe five times that day, traipsing around New York City in the snow, making every one of his shows happen. He played twice at Grand Central Station. I think he played Good Morning America or something like that, or Today Show. It was one of those. But, I mean, the guy's just bebopping all around New York City. And so we kind of followed him around a little bit. I felt like a stalker for a minute, but we wound up at a show at Printer's Alley that night. What a great show. The full band played. And I, you know, it was a learning experience for me, actually, you know, as an artist, to see what it takes to do something on a mainstream platform like that. And I was highly impressed because, I mean, the guy still had 100% of his vocal ability. He wasn't struggling at all. So I was just kind of taken back as a fan, you know, learning from that. So he gets off stage, and I kind of wait for him to talk to the fans and kind of wait my turn to speak to him, you know. And I went up to him, and what a great guy and a huge mountain of a man. I mean, this guy, I'm 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", with boots on. And this guy's a whole head taller than me. So when he grabbed my hand, I felt like I was shaking hands with, like, Shaquille O'Neal or something. So I joked with him today, and I said, you know, around Brett, I've never felt so intimidated and so safe at the same time. So anyway, but heck of a nice guy. And I tell him the whole story, man. I give him the whole rundown about Nash Next, about Big Machine Label Group, and, you know, we get one song, man, this is our shot. And I said, I really want Love Again to be that song. And he said, wait a minute. He said, this is gonna be your single. And I said, yeah, this is my one shot, you know. And he said, well, Todd, if you want that song, I want you to have it. And I thought, man, I mean, here's a guy that's got the song, and he loves the song, absolutely in love with the song, and has got it on hold for his next project. Doesn't know me from Adam, but I break it down to him, tell him the story, and he winds up giving me the song. So I thought that was just very, very generous of him, and I'm back on cloud nine.
I asked Todd about the experience he had working with Jay DeMarcus in the studio.
You know, I thought I was going to be nervous and intimidated because he's done so much. I mean, here's this guy that's had such a great career. But I'm going to tell you, man, he is one of the most down-to-earth people. And he is hilarious. He's always cracking jokes. If you can't get comfortable in front of Jay DeMarcus, something's wrong with you. Because, I mean, he makes everybody feel like a friend, like family, like you're meant to be in the room. It doesn't matter what role you play. I mean, that's the kind of guy that Jay is. And, you know, being in the studio with him is just a whole nother animal. I mean, the guy is just incredibly talented. I don't think there's a musical instrument that he can't play, or a harmony part that he can't pick out. So, and I'm getting fired up just talking about it. But, you know, the song that we recorded was one thing, and then we took it and made it another. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard to do, man. You know, so to pick out those vocal trills and stuff, he says, you know, he was kind of coaching me in the studio. Hey, T, try this. And he'd give me a little run to try. And it just made sense, man. It did. And I think every suggestion that he made, we used it. I mean, he's on top of his game, that guy. So, you know, I respected him as an artist and as a bass player and as a keyboard player and as a harmony singer. But now he's got my utmost respect as a producer.
One of the cool things about working as a singer in Nashville is being surrounded by tons of people who are very talented and smart. A performing artist, especially one who is smart and paying attention, knows when the planets align and to go with the advice from your team as well as your intuition. Clearly, Todd is a talented songwriter as well as a singer. So I asked him what it was like to have his breakout single written by someone else.
I'm going to be honest with you. I really wanted to cut something I wrote. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to say, okay, what's gonna push through here? What's going to be the song to really make things happen? And in my catalog, for the first single, I didn't see that. And I was eager to hear other people's, you know, other writers and other songs and try to find that hit. Another thing is too, you know, for me as an artist to sit here and tell you the story, the stories that I've been through and to sing the songs that I've written, it's kind of tough. It's kind of personal, you know, it's like putting yourself out there and there's this vulnerable state that you get when you're singing and you're singing about a love lost or a heartache or something like that. And that's, you know, I've been through those things. So that's what I write about a lot. And when I heard Love Again, it just made sense because that's where I'm at. I'm ready to love again. You know, I'm ready to love my music again. I'm ready to love life again, you know. So when I heard that song, it related to me personally, but it's just really, really fun and really easy to wrap your head around. And you know, vocally, everything about the song, I just fell in love with it.
On April 14th, 2017, Todd's first single, Love Again, dropped, as we say in the business, which basically means it was available for sale to the general public, and we as radio stations could play it. Now, Third Shifters and Night Owls got a sneak peek when Blair Garner played the song right around closing time for most of the fun bars. And who says nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Todd himself was up early and made an appearance on Ty, Kelly, and Chuck about 7:30 East Coast, and then from there, Cumulus radio stations across the country started playing it throughout the day, every day. So on Monday, April 17th, when I got to Cumulus HQ South, I went upstairs to the programming folks and I wanted to get some opinions. So first up, Cumulus Executive Vice President of Programming and Content, Mike McVeigh, gave me his take on Love Again.
When I first heard the rough cut and now the finished product, I was blown away. Not only does Todd sound great, but this song, the writing, the production, the way it's presented, this song sounds like it could be played on the radio for the next 20 years.
Todd O'Neill, what a great song. Love Again, and tremendous hook, and a lot of energy.
And that was Vice President of Labor Relations, John Kilgo. So after I talked to John, I went across the hall to see Greg Fry. Greg is the Vice President of Programming Operations here. And aside from being a giant music fan, in fact, I believe he has an entire room set aside in his house for just his vinyl collection. Greg was one of the judges that helped pick the top 10 finalists. Here's a little bit of our conversation. All right, so Greg, you were one of our judges. What do you think of Todd O'Neill?
Yeah, and I remember listening. In fact, you know, I was really happy that when I heard that Todd won, because I remember him being the guy that my ear went to right away from the final submissions that we kind of previewed in your office that day. His voice stood out from the other people that we listened to. I mean, there were some great voices and great artists that we went through, but for some reason there was something unique about him that really caught my ear. I think it's a great track. It's really hooky. I think, you know, from a country standpoint, you know, country, what's great about the country format is the umbrella has always been very, very wide. The tent is very big. You can be George Strait and you can be Rascal Flatts and your country, and country fans love you wherever you are on that spectrum. I like this song and Todd's rendition of Love Again. It's filling a space that really isn't occupied right now. It's a little more funky, a little soulful, that and still very much in that country tent, but again, a unique kind of sound that that you don't hear on country radio. And this song, I think, is just going to sound really, really great on a summer day in your car.
Yeah, well, I really like that visual. Now, Greg, I know your daughter is also a big music fan. Has she heard Love Again?
She did hear it, and she and her friends really, really liked it. We played it on spring break as we were driving down to South Carolina.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, has there been any early feedback from our program directors?
PD's been very, very enthusiastic about the track. I think they're all feeling it as being something kind of special that they have ownership of in their market. And I think it's, you know, it's great that they feel like they can take advantage of this and have something special for their listeners.
So I thought about what Greg said about our program directors liking Love Again, and I decided to talk to some of them. So first I called Dwayne Shannon. He's the program director of WGKX-FM, Kix 106, and he's the co-host of Dwayne and Abby in the Morning out in Memphis. Now, he was on the air when I called. Dwayne, thanks for taking my call.
Perfect timing. Keith Urban's playing right now, and right after that, we're actually talking into Todd O'Neill. So,
all right, Dwayne, what do you think about the song?
And it's a good tune, man. I mean, I'm really surprised. You know, I didn't know what to expect.
Hey, what does the rest of the Kix 106 staff think about Love Again?
Everybody's as surprised as I am. I mean, you don't know, man. I mean, but you don't know with any new artist. Hang on 2 seconds. Can I put you on hold?
At that point, Dwayne had to go because the Keith Urban song was ending.
Kix 106. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday. We got rain showers coming through town. It's going to get nasty at times. We're going to watch it for you. High today, 78. 65 right now, and if you remember last year, we did a big Nash Next competition, giving you a chance to be that next artist, that big superstar, and get your music played on Kix 106. I mean, could you imagine being played right next to Keith Urban or Carrie Underwood or Rascal Flatts or Florida Georgia Line, for crying out loud? It's a cool honor. And last year's winner, Todd O'Neill, now has his very first song out, and we're playing it right here on Kix 106. So you could be the next Todd O'Neill. Nash Next is, we're just weeks away. We're going to give you a chance to be the next big thing in country music. I want you to listen to this guy. It's really good. He was Nash Next 2016 winner, Todd O'Neill. It's called Love Again. You got it exclusively on Kix 106.
All right, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. And on the other side, we're going to talk to well, one of our program directors who's a bit of a practical joker. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at Nash Next Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room, as well as Club Carlson's Silver Elite status after their first stay. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. After I talked to Dwayne Shannon in Memphis, I had an appointment to speak with Scott Lindy. Scott is the program director of WKHX Kix 101.5 in Atlanta, and he has an awesome sense of humor. This is what happened as soon as he picked up the phone.
You've reached the Todd O'Neill Fan Club line. We're experiencing a high volume of calls. please hold, and your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
Hey, Scott, it's Robert. Thanks for taking the call. I love what you did there. Let's just jump right into it. Tell me, what did you think of Love Again?
Well, I will tell you that I think Jay DeMarcus got a lot out of Todd. Todd had that voice that we all heard in his local market competition, and then of course in the finals. And you know, there's a distinct kind of register to that. You know, you can hear that there's something there, but you can also hear that he's got some road to travel. The guts of the success are there, and it takes a guy like Jay DeMarcus, who is, you know, a lot of people don't know. You know, he hasn't just started producing records because he wanted to because of success with Rascal Flatts. He was Shelly Wright's band leader back in the day, and you know, has been doing things like this for decades, and he's skilled. That he was going to get more out of Todd was going to be a natural. How much more could he get? There's production techniques that far escape my ability or my understanding of how they happen. But if you listen to the song, you can hear the layers of Todd's voice in the chorus. You can hear Todd singing out front, then you can hear him kind of, you know, there's almost an echo effect in the background with the lyric that is that is repeated in the chorus. So it was, you know, you knew Jay was going to dress this up with, you know, world-class production techniques, but you can only go so far with what you have to work with. You can't, you know, make the Mona Lisa out of Crayolas. You need more than that. And the fact that he got so much more out of him and brought something that it's when Todd won Nash Next 2016, he sounded great. But this is like a whole different thing. This is like a, oh, wow. You know, there's one thing that we all knew as programmers that, hey, this song is coming. This is our competition. This is our search for the future. The sound of country music is going to come from somewhere, and we're determined to go out and find it first. And I think we've done that with Todd. But you always have that thing in the back of your mind going, well, what if his song that he sung at the competition in Nashville when he won Nash Next 2016, what if that's as good as it gets? Because it's pretty good, but can I play him next to Keith Urban? Can I do a dead segue from him into Carrie Underwood? Is that going to be possible? So you never really know what you're going to get. And, you know, when everybody, I think, you know, to a person, clicked play on Todd's single, we were all like, you went from relieved to going, hey, this is really good. This actually sounds good on my station.
Yeah, it does. I've been blasting it whenever I hear it. You know, to me, there's something different about this song, isn't there?
There's something different about what Todd does, which just is, it's the unidentifiable it, the thing that you cannot say, well, of these three, which one, you know, has that particular sound that you would choose over the other ones that are really, really close to his sound. But there's a curiosity, there's a familiarity that I predict will grow. You know, the fact that he's got the song that he does have, there's a buzz coming on this record, and it's going to be very interesting to see how far it goes. I mean, I've been programming radio stations for a lot longer than I want to say. Todd's got a great opportunity here. What it's going to take is time. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take being on the road. It's going to take doing early mornings, late nights, weekends, holidays, sacrifice, and if he's got the energy, which I think he does, there's going to be a buzz will continue to grow and continue to grow. I want to have him in Atlanta.
You can be sure that Todd's tour calendar is filling up. You can get his dates at toddoneillmusic.com. Next up, I called Brad Hansen. He's the program director for Nash FM 92.3 KRST in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey there, Brad. Thanks for taking the call. Can you tell me what you think of Love Again?
You know what? I was honestly pleasantly surprised. Not that I had huge expectation, but I think he over-delivered on what I did expect. It's such a soulful voice. I think it stands out when it comes through the speakers, and I think that's key for success right now with all the new artists out. It makes him stand out.
What's the what has the fan reaction been?
So far, you know, we've been playing it a couple of days. People will definitely ask, who is that, when they hear him. But I think one of the coolest things, I think that was a great song to start with because it's relatable as far as the storyline goes. You know, it's about a guy finding a girl that he's changing his life and lifestyle for. And I think guys can relate to that if they found that right one. And I think women relate to it because who doesn't want to hear that? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, while I got you, what has the rest of the Nash FM 92.3 KRST team said about Love Again?
I think that they were surprised about it. You know, when you hear names like Scott Borchetta from Big Machine involved with it, and of course Scott found two of the acts that has set both country and pop on its ear with Taylor Swift and Florida Georgia Line, and then to have Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts involved in the project too. Those are some pretty heavy hitters, and I don't know if I could have handled the pressure that Todd did. I mean, that's got to be just incredible to know those guys are backing you and want you to do well, and I think the staff respects that for sure. Looking forward to seeing how far it goes. I think it's a great song, and glad to hear something from him on the radio that sounds so good.
Next up, let's hear part of my conversation with Gary Shores. He's the program director of K100 WKKO and one half of the Shores and Steel Morning Show, the number one morning show in Toledo, Ohio. Gary, do you hear something unique in Todd O'Neill?
To me, he sounds like, he really sounds like the format. I mean, if you take, let's say, like a Chris Stapleton, a Dylan Scott, Drake White, even Kip Moore to a lesser degree, mix them all together, that's kind of what he sounds like to me. I hear all those singers in him. So he really, I think he's really right in the middle of our format as far as sound goes.
Well, that makes sense. Now, if you can, tell us what you think about the song.
I like the record. I think the record is up. It's positive. I like the way he sounds. Like I say, he sounds like a lot of the hot singers that are in our format today. And I think he'll do very well. No, I think everybody deserves to hear this guy. And, you know, he deserves to be heard.
From Ohio, we're going to go a little deeper into the heartland. You know, the place where a good man works until the daylight's gone. I dialed up Stephen Gutierrez. He's the program director of WFMS and 99.5, the country station for Indianapolis. Hey there, Stephen. Thanks for taking the call. We've been asking your peers about what they think of Love Again.
Well, I think what's really cool about this song in particular is the sound of it kind of has its own lane. There's nothing really like it on the radio at this point, a country radio, which is very good. It's a very good thing. First, the song has to be good, and this is a good song. Secondly, I think you want to stand out, and I think Jay DeMarcus did an incredible job producing the song, and Todd did an incredible job performing on it, and I think it really stands out. It actually just played a few minutes ago before you called. It's more than just a song. I was telling Charlie Cook, it's really more about an event.
All right, take your PD hat off for a second and talk to me as a music fan.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. When I always listen to the music, you know, obviously off the air. I listen to a song about 40 times. And I remember I was standing in the studio last Friday when I played it on the air, the 10 o'clock hour. And a lot of times you'll hear a song and you go, wow, that sounds really cool coming out of the speakers. I think for me, it really took a couple of notches up, because when I listened to it off of the, I pulled it off of Cetus and I was listening to it, I go, yeah, it's a pretty cool tune, it's pretty groovy. But when I heard it in the mix of what we were doing in the 10 a.m. hour Friday, I go, oh, that's a pretty cool record. It kind of took a couple of notches up when I heard it on the air, coming out of the speaker.
Well, if you've ever had a dream of becoming a country music star, hey, it could happen. Just ask Mr. Todd O'Neill, winner of Nash Next 2016. Todd won himself a record deal with Big Machine Records in Nashville. Here is his debut single, produced by Jay DeMarcus and Rascal Flatts. It's called Love Again.
And that was Ryan on the radio from WFMS in Indianapolis, talking up Love Again by Todd O'Neill. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. And on episode 5 of Nash Next, The Journey, we're going to check in at the Live from the Lobby Country Inn & Suites kickoff event This is a tour that we're doing, and the kickoff's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And while we're there, we're going to chat with some of the other members of the Nash Next Class of 2016, including Ashley Jordan, Murphy's Ford, and Trey Team. If you want to see Todd O'Neill perform live, and I highly recommend that you do, head over to toddoneillmusic.com. Check out his dates. Todd is on Twitter at Todd O'Neill Music. Love Again by Todd O'Neill on Nash Next Records, part of the Big Machine label group, is out now. Listen for Love Again and request it at your favorite country radio station, and buy it now at the iTunes Music Store or Amazon Music. We'll have links to both in our show notes. You can subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes Store or wherever you consume podcasts, and please leave us a review. We like that. And this episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me with a generous helping hand from Charlie Cook. You can find Nash Next on Twitter at Nash Next, and tweet at us. Use the hashtag Nash Next as well. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/NashNextCountry, or our official website for everything Nash Next, NashNextPresents.com. I'm Robert Mathers. Thanks for listening.